That, you know, that the joy of His strength that I have in Him, that you know, it will take me places. You know, and it was, you know, it would keep me safe, you know, and you know, and it will stir me. Anybody ever been aggravated besides me? Anybody ever prayed and thought when you prayed that it was going the wrong direction? Come on, I mean, I'm talking to the right crowd this morning, then, ain't I? Because, you know, I mean, we've had many days. But you know what? But that's not what God has said for us. See, that's what the devil has intended for us, that he will cause us to be confused. You know, not only does he get us aggravated, but he confuses us. And, you know, he don't want us to speak. He don't want us to say nothing. He don't want us to shout. He don't want us to run. He don't want us to act like we love God. He wants to keep you disturbed. He wants to keep you aggravated. And if he can keep your mouth shut... Can I say that again? If he can keep your mouth shut, you know what? You know what? The devil don't care for you to come to church. He don't care for you to come here and sit in these seats, you know what? And just sit there and never do nothing, never raise your hand. He don't care. Matter of fact, he likes it when you just sit there. But you know what aggravates him is when you get up on your feet, you know what, and you begin to lift your hands and you begin to praise God and you begin to let the world know, you know what, I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of what He done to me, and I'm going to praise Him. I was thinking about a story that I read. Lord said, just shoot it from the hip today. So I said, I will. But I was thinking about this story that I read. It was in one of Kenneth Hagin's books. And it was about a book that he carried with him all the time. And it was about this lady. And she wrote books. And he kept it with her. And it was during the smallpox time. And she said that she would believe God and pray every day that she would not get that disease. Every day. She stood on God's word. And one day, they come to her and said, sis, we got some bad news. We have detected it in your system. And she was disturbed. She got disturbed. Right? Here I'm standing on God's word, and this happens. So she goes and she prays, Brother Rick. And she seeks God's face, and she said, God, I've been standing on your word just like you told me to. How many are standing on God's word today? Right? She said, what do I do? And he said, listen, just continue to believe in the Word. Now, this is what God told her. Continue to believe in the Word and praise me every day. And you know what? So she began to praise Him. And you know, and every day she'd wake up, she said, I thank you, God, that I'm healed. I thank you, God, that I'm whole. I thank you, God, that this disease got to flee. And the doctors would look at her and say, listen, that ain't working. But what does the doctors know, right? They're smart, and I'm glad they're a little bit smart, but you know what? God knows more. So every day, she would do that. And one day when she was praising, she was walking through the hall, she seen two baskets. One on the left and one on the right. And this one on this side was how much she was praising. And this one over here was how much that disease was in her body. This one was half full, and this one was running over. And the Lord told her when she was going down that hallway, He said, when your praise and your expectation meets this side here, you'll see things begin to change. So you know what she did? She didn't sit down, but she turned it up. And she began to praise a little harder. And she began to shout a little harder. You know what? And the doctors come to her and said, listen, you just need to be quiet because there's nothing changing your body. Matter of fact, you're getting worse. And you know what? And she looked at the doctor and she said, now listen, I'm praising Him for every one of these that's on my body. Every one on here, I'm going to give 10 times the praise for every one. And she continued to praise. And her praise, you know what happened? Listen. It got to where the people that was around her, he got addicted. The people around her that was Christians said, man, there's something about this. They could feel it. And when she would walk down that hallway, thank you, Lord. Praise God. All of a sudden, she had a group following her saying, thank you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. And they would walk up and down the streets of that hallway, you know, and they'd do it every day. It got contagious. The disease was no longer contagious, but it was God's Spirit that got contagious. See, that's what we need here today in this world that's going on and all the things that's happening in this world. You know what? We need to be speaking out so much, God, and praising so much, God, that it becomes contagious. So she goes in the room and she lives down and she says, God, I love you. And I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that I'm totally 100% healed. And she wrote in her book, she said, about that time she seen them baskets come down. And the basket on the left was running over. And the one on the right was disappearing. Come on. See, that's what I say. You know what? How many times during your time that you've got weak? And how many times during your praise and what you've been trying to get, you know what? You give up, you know what? Or you sit down and you not praise the heart, or you not give much effort to it no more. But you know what? Because you know what? Maybe your basket was just about half full, but you know what? But if you would have continued to praise God and you would have continued to go on, you know what? Your basket might have started running over, and what you're looking for, you know what? Might have happened the next day, you know what? So I think right now what we need to do in this place is we need to praise God and thank Him that, you know what? That my basket's going to be running over. It's not going to be lack. It's not going to be short, but it's going to be running over. And when it's running over like that right there, whatever's in this life, whatever in this world, it's got to flee. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm glad that I have joy. Ha, 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 right? I like what Mark Hankin said. He said his mom was the first responder. And I thought, what does he mean by first responder? Any time that she would feel spirit, she'd be the first one. I'd like to be known as a first responder, wouldn't you? Come on. God looks down and says, there's my first responders. Right here. Think about it. What we do. I think all the time. You know, even in John 16:33. He says in me that you might have peace. Right? In whom? In Him. Right? In the world you'll have troubles, trials, tribulations. But the last part of that, Brother Rick. Yeah, it ought to be bold letters. But be of good cheer. Good cheer. For I've overcome the world. So you know what? I'm like Dad Hagin. You know what? When they thought that he was getting sick again, and I know there's a lot of stories, but it's got a lot of points to it. But he was healed of a heart disease. And when he was laying there, you know, and one night he felt that coming back on him. So you know what he started to do? Started to laugh. He go, ha, 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 ha. And he said in his book that he had to make himself laugh. Sometimes you just, you know, just laugh. But he began to laugh, and he said he laughed for 45 minutes. And said all of a sudden the devil spoke to him. So what are you laughing at? You're not going to get it this time. You know what Dad Hagin said? Listen, this is some good stuff. He said, listen, devil, I don't have to get it. I don't have to get it because over 2,000 years ago, a man named Jesus sitting on a cross, you know what, done it for me out there. So no longer do I have to worry about it. All I got to do is believe and accept it, you know what, and go on and praise God and thank God every day. And if I would change my life and every morning I get up instead of being sad and hitting my face on the floor right there like I can't do nothing, but if I would get up and praise God and thank Him for another day, you know what, my whole life would change. And yours would too. Heartaches, part of the world. Rains on the just and the unjust. Right? Think about it. Well, you could be like blind Barnabas, just sitting there. He knew who Jesus was. And he heard it. What are you hearing this morning? Yeah. Are you hearing that you know what, you ain't going to get it today. You just might as well be quiet. He's not talking to you today. No, I'm talking to every one of us. Me too. But he heard of Jesus. And he hollered at Jesus. And I would use this a whole lot in my messages. But you know what? And the people around, just like they was at that lady, the doctor, oh, you're not going to get it. Just like the devil when he come to Dad Hagin, you're not going to get it. You don't disturb him. But you know what he did?
Jesus!
Yeah, come on. He hollered a little louder.
Yeah.
You know what? And Jesus stopped. You see, and that's where we got to be today. You know what? Are you saying Jesus enough? When they sing that song, we say Jesus a lot. We get into it. You know what? But after you leave here and you get out in your vehicle and you're traveling home, how many times do you mention the name Jesus? When you go to your house and you're inside your house, how many times do you mention the name Jesus? When you're at your workplace and you're working today, how many times do you stop and mention the name Jesus? You want Jesus to be part of your life, then you need to call on Him. You want Jesus to do something in your life, then you need to praise Him. If you want Jesus to do something to heal you and deliver you or break you from financial difficulty, you know what? Then you need to start saying the name Jesus a little bit more. You need to say, Jesus, here I am. I'm waiting on you. You do what you need to do in my life. You set me free. You put my feet on a solid ground. And now I'm walking this way. You know what? I'm no longer behind, but I'm ahead. See, that's where we need to be today. It's thanking Jesus. Jesus. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus?
Don't that feel good? Think about it. Are your basket half full today? Or is it running over today? When you leave here today, you ought to be running over. You ought to be contagious. You ought, when you walk in, you all go to school next week. When the school starts back, you ought to have so much Jesus in your life that when you walk in the schoolhouse, somebody says, there's something going on with these people. I don't know who they are or what they are, but they got something that I want. See, that's what happened to that little lady. She kept continuing praising God, and it changed, and she got contagious, and people wanted what she had. That's what I want people to have with me, is contagious. You win somebody to Jesus, how are you going to do it? Come on. You ain't going to do it by just being discouraged. If I see somebody, Rosemary, I don't want that dull life. I want a happy life. When somebody says they're a Christian, I want them to show me that they're a Christian. I want to see it. We play this world and all of us, there's too many playing church. There's too many playing church. You know what? And what we need to realize in our life is that we need to get back to the basics. You know what? What is the basics? Right there? It's when I first found Jesus, I loved Him. When I first found Jesus, I was excited. When I first found Jesus, you know what? I could set the world on fire because, you know what? Because I was so excited and I loved Him so much, you know what? That I know that everything that I had was going to change. Why? Because that's what He does. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He'll set you free. If you've been bound by drugs, He'll let you go. He'll set you free. If you've been discouraged over something over the last year, you know, it's time that you praise God and shake it. It's time that the church quit being backseat. We're no longer, we don't ride around in the backseat, but we're in the front seat. Now, I might be a pastor because Jesus is driving. My little granddaughter, Amelia, I think she had a supper the other day. And you know, it wasn't the good dum-dum suppers, you know. You know, so she, I gave her, I think it's a piece of candy, and I gave it to her. She put it in her mouth, and she looked at it, and she goes, yep. Looks over at me, and she says, fake. You see, I don't want to be a fake for Christ. I don't want to be that person that's fake. You know what? I want to be that person that's excited, that loves God, that knows what God can do in everything in our area. You know, I've got a few scriptures I'll try to read. But listen, in the middle of the storm, even when Jesus was in the boat, in the middle of the storm, What did he say? Peace. Be still. You know what? And, I've heard people try to preach it and turn it the wrong way. But he spoke to the storm. And the storm calmed. In our life, we have that right to speak to the storm. We have more ability today with the knowledge that we have to speak to these things. To know that there's more joy. You remember in the old Bible when they was there and the enemy heard them and he said, "Wow, God must be with them." You know what? And then they sent the praisers out in front of the army, Brother Rick. And you know what? And the guys that was fighting, the guys that was trained. Think about this. This is a miracle. The guys that had all the knowledge of fighting and protecting didn't even have to do nothing. All it took was some people that believed. All it took was some people that was willing to get out in front. I wonder if there's anybody in this church that's willing to get out front. I wonder if there's any of us that's willing to get out front and praise God. Because you know what happened? As they began to pray and as they began to sing and as they began to do, you know what? The enemy ambushed itself. You know what? And that's the word you need to be, and you need to believe when you leave here today. You know what? Whatever's going on in your life, you need to say, you know what? I'm going to be the one out in front. I'm not going to hide behind and wait on somebody else to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Amen.
We wait on people. We wait on them to sing our song. We wait on a certain preacher to be here. We wait on a certain thing to be here. But you don't have to wait. God's already here. You bring Him with you when you come. God's with you all the ways. You know what? And the Bible says that there's joy in the Holy Ghost. That the oil of joy is upon you. Think about it. I might be a nut. Right? But I'm a happy nut. Come on. I mean, you know what? I mean, think about it. We the way we act, the way we do, you know what? People say, well, you know, you're crazy, but I'm crazy for Jesus. Right? I might shout, I might run. Sis, we might holler, we might scream, we might jump up and down, you know what? But I'm crazy for Jesus. You know what? And when you begin to think, you know, the first time I ever got in I was raised Baptist. And I ain't got nothing against Baptists. Love Baptists. But the first time I was ever in a Pentecostal Holy Ghost filled church, I was on the front row. And I was like, and this one over here was going shouting and shaking. And this one over here was just, they was just jumping and running. And it's like, And the Lord looked at me there that night and He said, "Are you ashamed of me?" I said, "No, Lord, I'm not ashamed of you. I just don't understand. I'm just speaking from what I know." He said, "You ever act crazy?" "Yeah." "Yeah." "You ever the class clown?" "Yeah." "Did you ever do anything to get a laugh, do a prank?" "Mm-hmm." "So, what's wrong with you? I mean, did you ever shout in a bar and holler when your favorite song come up?" "Yeah." "Sweet Home Alabama?" "Yeah." True, right? A lot of people here today, they turn that thing up, yeah. But you know what? And I'd raise my hand like this, Rick. Here. Nobody seen me, Austin. Yeah. Right? Lord says, "Is that all you got?" "No. I got some more, Lord." So, you know, we sitting there, if you've ever been in some of the old Pentecostal church, you know, they sung for 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Come on, nothing wrong with it. They love the Lord. He'd sing you another song, and I'd go a little bit higher. Lord said, "Boy, you warming up now, ain't you? You getting there. And then one night I was there and I raised my hand up like this. And I felt so much freedom. I felt so much just lift off me. And I thought, wow, this is what it's really like. So you know what I've done? I thought if this one gets a lot like that, I'm going to feel twice as well. You know, and then after that, my life changed. Because you know what? But then I would holler and I would scream, you know, and I wasn't ashamed, you know what? And I wasn't ashamed to praise and say, thank you, Lord. And I wasn't ashamed to say, thank you, Jesus. I wasn't ashamed to squeal out in church. My life changed. Just because of a little joy. You know, and by doing that, brought so much joy in my life. By the bringing joy to your life. You know, God brings joy to your life. He don't skip by nobody. He brings the same joy to everybody. It's just how we accept it. It's how we believe it. You know, faith works. You know, faith still works. It's just how we believe it and accept it. Right? God's word is true, right? It don't never fail, right? It never returns void to Him. It always goes out and accomplishes what it is set out to do, right? Right? So there's joy in serving God. So what? Where are we at in all this? This is where God showed me this morning. Where are you at in all this? Well, I'm back here being discouraged. But I don't need to be. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. The little lady with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just get to Him and touch Him in His garment, then I know I'll be made whole. We ought to come into church and say, you know what, if I can just get in through that door right there, listen, devil, you're not going to contain me today. Amen. And you know what? And if you would start shouting, woo, not waiting on the person beside you to shout, you know what? You know what? Well, I'll wait right here. Maybe sister over here. She likes to shout a lot. She likes, yeah. She likes to get a happy little bitch. You know what? Maybe I'll wait on her. But maybe you know what? She's waiting on you. You know what? And if you would start shouting, you know what? And you maybe over here, you know what? Maybe we get a little shout from over here on this side. You know what? Then maybe it might get a little contagious. You know what? And then when it got a little bit of contagious, you know what? Then maybe the people through the back seat on the back road begin to shout and we begin to holler and we begin to thank God, you know what? And that's where we need to be at today. We need to be contagious Christians, you know what? We need to be joyful Christians. We need to be people that's not ashamed to holler and shout and maybe our basket would run over today. Woo! 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 Yeah! Glory! Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Come on, church. Larry, He's just waiting on us to shout a little bit this morning. He's just waiting on us to praise a little bit. Come on, we got goodness tonight. God is good today. Hallelujah! Yeah! Yes! Slap somebody a high five and say, Jesus! Yeah! Boy, ain't that good. Don't that feel good today? See, that's what God's all about. It's to stir you today. To get you excited when you go out into this world. We wait on certain things, but we don't have to wait. It's in us. It's naturally in us to praise God. My soul desires to praise God. And, you know, it's been so many times driving home and so many times coming home from work when we work night shift that I would be asleep. And I'd say, old truck, she just knows how to get home because she'd take me home. And anybody ever beside me ever wake up driving down the road and think, how did I get here? And then somebody say, well, you were just lucky. No, I'm blessed. Because I've got an angel that rides with me. Right? God rides with me. Now when I get to heaven, my angel's going to say, about time you get here, you wore me out. But joy. We all have it. We all need it. You know what? And we need that praise cure, you know? That's what that name of that book was. It was called Praise Cure. How much praise do you have? Think about it. How much joy do you have? Is it something that your neighbor wants? Is it something that needs to be overfilling from you? Yes. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. It's just not about money, is it? It's about your spirit. Right? About being all in. Right? You don't want somebody to come and work on your house and just do a half job, do you? You want them to finish it. You want them to be all in. Right? Because if they don't, then you know what? You're ready to get them, right? Right? You'll nail them to the carpet. Right? God's waiting on you to come in here and be all in. You want revival? How many wants revival? Yeah. You know the old devil's trying his best to keep something from happening. But he can't do it. He has no business. He can't do it. He ain't. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll speak it out today, and I'm not ashamed of it. He ain't powerful enough. Right. He stays right here, right under our feet, and that's where we need to keep him. Right? You know what? Because every time that he pokes his head out, you need to stomp him. You need to say, the joy of the Lord is my salvation. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is what keeps me going. The joy of the Lord is what gets me up every morning. The joy of the Lord is what protects me as I go back and forth. The joy of the Lord is what breaks through my finances. The joy of the Lord is what totally heals me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. That's what it is about joy. And it will change you. Man, I got scriptures but don't want to read them. Because I understand what joy is about today. And I know that in everything, that if you didn't have joy, you wouldn't be here. Paul wrote in the book, and you know, he gets over and he writes, I don't know, 36, 37, 38 times just in one chapter. You know what he writes? Joy. You know, it's a universal language. Joy. A smile. You know, even everybody in the world knows that we got some Mexican guys that work with us, and if you smile, and they go, they smile back at you. They understand what joy is. I get angry at them because they do something wrong. They know what angry is too. When I go, hey! But joy. Do you have it?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Do you got it?
Yes.
Yes, you do. You know what? And every day, and every day that you wake up, you know what? You ought to wake up and say, you know what? I got a little more joy today than what I did yesterday. And I'm going to be the first responder. You know what? I'm going to be a first responder when they get up to sing. You know, maybe before they get up, maybe when the 5 minutes starts. Right? Right. Maybe when the 5 minutes starts, you know what? When it pops up, I'm going to stand up, you know what? And I'm going to start clapping. And I'm going to start praising God because I'm going to usher in the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost gets in here and that praise team gets up on the stage, you know what's going to happen? It's going to change the atmosphere because the atmosphere of expectancy is every breathing ground that you need to change your life. So that's where you need to be when you come in here. Don't sit there and wait. Well, it's 1 minute till I'm... How you doing today? You all right today? Yeah, I'm doing good. It ain't a minute to talk. It's another minute to praise before we get started. Yeah, this is good. I'm preaching myself happy today. Yeah, I'm a little bit of happy today myself, right? Come on. Got up this morning and said, you can't do it. Yeah, I can. You know what? Because God's done it for me. He done set me in order. He done had it placed. He done know what I needed to say. He done know where everything was. You know what? And all I had to do is get up here and be first and be willing. And God will do the rest. That's where we're at today. Yes. Are you willing? Are you willing? We say that, right? But how true? You don't want to lie to God, do you? No. I like that, Rick. We want to demonstrate. Your demonstration is an expectation of what you're expecting.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Did you get that? Your demonstration, how you act,
yes,
of your expectation will be an example of what you're believing for.
Amen. Amen.
If you sit there with that sad face, you're not demonstrating the right thing. But if you sit there and say, you know what? I've got it. I've got it. Woo. I've got it. Lord, I've got it. What do you got? I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I got him in my hands. I got him in my feet. I got him in my talk. And I got him in my walk. How about seeing that? Yeah. Think about it. Yes. That's what it's about. Showing it. Demonstration. Being contagious. Right? You think the day of Pentecost, they was contagious. Yes. Because what happened that day, from them just acting and doing and believing and staying where they should stay, they didn't leave. They hung around. They was waiting on their basket to get full. Right? They was waiting on their basket to get full. And on that day of Pentecost, their basket got full. You know what? And then when they're, this is good. It's better than what I thought it'd be. When your basket gets full, then you begin to demonstrate. You know what? And then when you begin to demonstrate the people around you, well, oh yeah, they'll talk maybe. Some believe you, some will like you, and some will say, well, you know, they're just fools. They're stupid. Well, I'm stupid too. But it's for Jesus. But you know what? Just like Peter, somebody will stand up bold and say, you know what? They're not drunk as you suppose they are. But this is what the prophet spoke about. Right? That they would be filled. I want to tell you something, church. And there's been too many prophets in this church that have stood right over here and stood right around this area, right in here somewhere, and has spoke too many good things over this church.
Amen. Amen.
Right? And I believe what he says. You know what? You know what? But we're going to have to be the reactors. We're going to have to be the one that reacts to it. Can't wait on somebody else to get it started. We need to get it started. And today would be a great day to get it started. Today would be a great day to stand up and say, you know what? I'm ready. Feel me. Blow this joint out today. Right? First time I ever went to Kings Island. We went up there to the, what was the concert called, Seth? Songfest up there. Toby Mac and all them was there. I wasn't for sure with all that type of music. Am I the only one that ever was? We all was a little bit worried about it. They began to sing. I sat there and watched. And I seen kids, young kids. Young kids praising God. Our kids. Praising God, right? There are all these kids that was praising God. There was a busload. I seen Toby Mac open up his Bible and read it and come through the crowd reading scriptures. Lord says, what do you think about that? I think that's good. But you know what I really, 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 really thought was good? When I looked over to my side and I seen my two children. I seen them with their arms up like this. They was praising God. You know what this old dad done? I was right behind them with my arms up, shouting just as loud as I could shout. You know why? Because you know what? It was contagious. You know what? And that's what we need today. You know what we need? We need to encourage these young kids and say, this church has got a lot of young people. And you need to encourage them and tell them, it's not wrong to shout in church. It's not wrong to run. It's not wrong to lift up your hand. It's not wrong to come down front when the praise team's up here and praise God. You know what? Guess what, old people? It's not wrong for you to come down here neither. It's good. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's where we need to be at today. It's how much joy do I possess when I go to church? When I leave here, do I take it with me? Or do I leave it on the footsteps? I should take it with me. Right? When you get in traffic. Right? And Lord God works with me so much better than what I used to. Yesterday coming home, I was in my car, my Corvette, and I was coming home. I got an older model Corvette. And this little young guy pulls up beside me in a pickup truck. I look over and he goes, vroom, vroom, vroom. So, you know, the old me's like, okay, buddy, just breathe. And then I'm driving up through there, and I swear I heard this voice say, no, no, no. So I just eased around there, and I kept my cruise on about 70 miles an hour, and I just looked at him and went, and he went on. But we're sitting in traffic. You ever been sitting in traffic and get angry? I have. Yeah. I had a pastor friend. I'll tell you good on him. I won't tell you who he is. I had a pastor friend one time. You all know, don't you? He was sitting in traffic. Light turned green and he don't go nowhere. He just sits there. Well, the car behind him was like, amen. Listen, God loves us. And God wants to see us. He wants to see us excel. He wants to see us rise above all this. The world don't have a clue what's going on. They say this and they say that, but you know what? You know, God's got this. God's got it. But can I tell you something? He does wait on us to help him a little bit. He's looking for people that's willing to step up. He's looking for somebody. Remember in the Old Testament when he was looking and he was searching, couldn't find nobody. He found one that said, you know what, I'll go and I'll stand in the gap. That'll be me. And that's who he's looking for, us that are standing in this gap, this generational gap, really, and bring it to where it needs to be. You know, God's powerful. You know, you're powerful. Do you all know you're powerful? And when your joy expresses out like it should express out, you know what? You become dangerous. You know what? And then when you become dangerous, you know what? People around you are like, wowee. Look at them. Right? I tell you, I've seen so much miracles in my life. You know what? And I'm one of them. The tornado. In a bathroom. Took out the whole house. Wiped everything out. So if you can see the pictures, I don't know if you've seen them. You know, the only thing that wasn't hurt was the bathroom where I was sitting. Me and my children. That's a miracle. And that caused you to have joy. Even though my son was preaching like he was an evangelist that day. Lord, baby, thank you. But you know what? God protected us. And I got discouraged. I got aggravated. Because, you know, here I am, a man of faith, preaching the Word of God, standing on what I believe and standing on what I preach. And I get attacked. My house gets destroyed. And then what I say, I talk to God about this. Me and him, I was sitting on an old milk crate talking. I said, why me? How come me? He said, don't you trust me? Don't you think, see what I can do? So I blame Rita now, because she said the first day about a year ago before that storm, she wanted a new house, so I blame her. She's probably watching. She's going to get me when I get home. But you know what? Listen, church. God loves us. God loves us. And he just wants us to be happy. And he wants us to show it to this world. We've always been a target, right? We've always been a target. You know what? Let's be a contagious target. Let's be a contagious target. You know, I got more, but I'm going to close with that, you know. Listen, just stand to your feet today. If you're here today, the most important thing